another shout out that I want to do that doesn't get very much recognition at all, but shows up every single day to help with sign language is Christopher behind me. And Christopher, do you have a minute for just to come up here for 1 minute?
That's the voice of the Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, during his government's daily briefing on the COVID-19 pandemic, April 1st, 2020. Ford is publicly thanking Christopher Desloges, who has been participating in the briefings day after day. Desloges is interpreting everything Ford or other speakers say into American Sign Language. It apparently took an all-out pandemic for governments at all levels across Canada to realize they needed to do more to try to communicate with everyone. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, media history, commentary, and analysis. Season 4, Episode 12. I was so happy weeks ago watching the daily briefings coming from the Canadian federal government in Ottawa, the Ontario provincial government here in Toronto, and from Toronto City Hall and public health authorities to see right there on the platform with them or in a window in my video screen an ASL interpreter. Someone listening to what the speaker was saying and instantly translating that into American Sign Language. That's the language used by many Canadians who are deaf or deafened, who do not use technology to listen. If this last phrase confuses you, let me explain. There are thousands of Canadians who are neurologically deaf, who were born deaf, or who completely lost their hearing, who listen using technology such as cochlear implants. They're still deaf, but they have the ability to listen when their technology is in use. For others who are deaf, American Sign Language is their first language. It's about time all levels of Canadian government were providing information in ASL. We're actually way behind, if you can imagine, local and state governments across the United States. Many of them have been providing instant interpretation of important announcements and news conferences, especially in times of emergency, for years. This work must be exhausting. You have to listen carefully to what is being said. You have to understand it. And then you have to instantly translate that into one of your other languages, American Sign Language, with all of the components that go with that. It's not just hand movement, not just fingers. It's facial expression, hand and arm and body movement and posture. American Sign Language is a very physical and expressive language. You have to know what the speakers are talking about. I was so happy, too, to finally see a feature story about Desloges on CP24, the all-news TV channel in Toronto, March 27th. In the story, Desloges explains how he does his best to keep up with the news in these times, understand if he's going to have context to instantly understand and translate what speakers are saying, he needs to have his own knowledge and understanding of the information they are talking about. Adding ASL is one very important step toward making presentations accessible. It's not an add-on or an imposition. It's part of effective communication. It's in keeping with provincial and federal legislation about accessibility in Canada. All media we produce should be accessible, not as an add-on, but from the planning stage. Creators would ask, what do I need to do to make this piece usable to anyone who wants to use it? For example, I distribute this podcast over podbean.com as audio with a written description, but I also post it now through wordpress.com with the full script. Starting now, I also transcribe any audio I embed in the show. I want it to be accessible from the moment a user receives it. If I was putting out video, it would have to be closed captioned. If the video was the main medium, I would want it described for people who cannot see it. The same goes for photos or other images. The show is broadcast in its entirety over Radio Humber in Toronto, on air and online, accessible to anyone who can listen in any way, but not to those who cannot hear. While I'm on all this, I want to say something about inappropriate, discriminatory language that is still all too common in the news and in talk. I'm hearing even more of it lately as sloppy writers and unenlightened hosts stretch for phrases to express themselves. First, nothing falls on deaf ears. If the speaker means someone is not reacting as they should to certain information, maybe the expression is along the lines of just doesn't get it, or maybe even doesn't want to hear it, but falls on deaf ears? That's offensive. I first blogged about this in 2012. Are you deaf? As a comeback to someone not reacting the way the host or panelist wishes? That's super offensive. Likewise, turned a blind eye? Are you blind? And so on. Just delete those if they are in your vocabulary, host. You're a dinosaur. Every time one of these phrases is used, it is hurtful. We're learning a lot during the pandemic. Let's make sure inclusive communication is one of them. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.